Can you see me, or am I truly invisible to you? I don't ask this as a joke. I ask this question because I truly want to understand. Happy Hump Day. Welcome back to the midweek podcast. Usually it's been a road to 60. I guess perhaps I can call this a road to 60. This was supposed to be a follow-up on the whole idea of dating and what the world looks like right now, as my daughter said she wouldn't mind if I remarried. But this was prompted by something else that happened while I was on Instagram the other night. I watched an interview of a couple of hikers, and I saw a video that someone posted who's an adventurer, or you can call it overland or whatever else. And so that person goes out, and on the bottom of the video was saying that they had a chance to go out and hang out in the desert dunes and just do those different things. I was really grateful that they did that, because it seems like, you know, even though this person's within that world of overlanding, there is no respect, and the people pretend like, you know, they're ignored. One reason, the person said, is because their rig does not have all the bells and whistles, you know, the giant tires and all the other stuff, and just the things that the overlanding world likes to promote as a premier thing in camping and road tripping. I know that many of the hardcore overlanders would not even call what they do as taking a road trip or camping, because it's this great thing that needs to be achieved, you know. Because of subcultures, and I'll get to that in a second. So this person was just saying that, and, you know, how they have to find other black people, and I'll use people of color because I was in there, that BIPOC, B-I-C, whatever that is. And, you know, just saying that there are not a lot of people, a lot of people of color that are in these places, and when they are, you know, they're ignored, they're largely ignored. And for this particular person was the rig that they have, and because the person happens to be a woman, or female, as people like to say, also has to be a woman. And it prompted this thinking. I didn't think about it all night long, but after I responded to this with a comment, and I put up a question. You know, I'll tell you what my response was. My response was this. I'm not reading it. I understand. It was the same thing with me with hiking and just trying to find someone else, because I don't know anyone in my family that's ever done this. No one in my family that I know have ever gone camping except for my children when they were at a camp. I went camping in my 20s with a group of people. And then the next time I would adventure this would be later on in my 40s with my son in a men's group. And then it would take years before I went back out. And that's when I was in my 50s, which is a few years ago. My early 50s, now I'm in my late 50s, a few years ago when I started with my daughter. And we started out as a hiking team, and then we're doing other things and adventures. So when I started out, there's no one in my family that I can ask. There's no one in my family who I can go to for questions. There's no one in my family who I can say, hey, what was it like when you did this? Because we are the ones who pioneered this at this point that I know of. There was no one to say, hey, good job, get out there and do that. They looked at us and was like, oh, yeah, okay, that's interesting. But no one within the clan, no one within the family even seemed remotely interested. So that pushed me to have to seek outside of the so-called family and go outside to an extended world, or as we like to say these days, community. And that was within the hiking community. And, you know, I don't have 1,000 followers. It's never been like that for me on Facebook. It has never been like that when I started writing blogs many, many years ago. And it's not like that on Instagram. And even without Facebook, although I just started it to be connected with the YouTube channel. With the YouTube channel, there's not that many either. And I'll tell you something. There's only 15 followers, 15 subscribers on YouTube, which is interesting because you can have 15 subscribers and you get like one like. So if there are 15 subscribers, do you subscribe for what reason? Just to do so and not like the stuff? I mean, it'd be really nice if you did that or had an opinion about the thing that you've seen. So that becomes annoying. Along with all the other things I just said, became an annoying task for me to reach out to a larger community of people that are doing this. And when you ask the question, no one really says anything. Although I did pick up a few people that said, hey, good job, you know, get out there. That's right. Keep doing it. When we joined the 52 Hike Challenge, then there were people kind of interested because, well, now, hey, look what they're doing. And you just got a bunch of likes. There were a few comments. There were other comments that was like, you know, keep it going, almost there for a few people. And that really wasn't from anyone that we knew. That was outside in a larger community. Now, mind you, when that was going on, there weren't a lot of Black folks. So I had to seek out, shamefully seek out Black hikers. And I put that in there. Then you found a few of the people. Then when you got them, you know, you follow them. Many of them don't follow you back, and you follow them and do other things. So then that stretched to that. Then when we started doing camping, you know, we added that into that. You know, we're looking for people who go camping. And then funny, you know, you look up Black people who go camping, and all you see is a flood of videos on YouTube that say why Black people don't go camping. Incidentally, there was one video that I saw, and the lady who's she's pretty well known out there in the media world said that it was the young lady on there who said, you know, we don't go camping because, like, when she went, you know, she heard things walking in the woods and she think it's master coming back out. Me and my daughter looked at this, was like, really? You ain't ever been a slave. There's no master anywhere else coming out in the woods. You know, when I hear creaking and cracking inside the woods, my immediate thought is, if I'm in bear country, there's a bear coming. And, oh Lord, don't let it be a skunk. That's it. I'm not worried about anybody going bumping in the night, because clearly they would be armed or have something for protection, and I would have the same thing too. So those things don't occur to me. So we went and, you know, when I go and I reach out to this larger community, and then you see a lot of them, and they'll have like Black hiker this and BIPOC that and people of color this. And so I've never ascribed to that. And, you know, we have to infiltrate the space and make the space and do this. So, again, I never ascribed to that. I figure, you know what, listen. This land and this place that we're in is for all of us. And why should I have to put that in my name when you can see who I am? You got that? Hold on to that and put that in the back of your mind. So what I said to her was that, yeah, that happened to me too. You know, I had to go through and find a lot of other things and find people from the outside. But I'm in the car, by the way, so if you're hearing humming, it's the engine. I'm not at home recording this. I said, yeah, so we had to go to a larger community. And so I spoke about within Overland, there's so many subcultures within Overland, it's ridiculous. And that's with everything. And there's so many subcultures in Overlanding where, you know, well, if you don't have the light bars and the bells and whistle, then you're not a real overlander. And if you don't have a Toyota Tacoma, or if you don't have a Jeep, then you're not a real overlander. You need to have these cars. You need to have this stuff. And if you're not doing this, and everybody is like getting these Scottles. And so you want to know something about that grill, by the way, that Scottle thing? That was largely invented or at the very least, is used in Africa. This is the thing that they cook on. But of course, there was no African who brought it here and made a giant penny off of this that everybody's buying this. Just wanted to throw that out there as a bonus for you. So I said, there's a lot of different subcultures. And within the subcultures, you know, they look down on other people. So then I went to a larger conversation, which was, I think that when it comes to the outdoor community or anything really, we tend to forget. As black folk, as black people in this country, we tend to forget that we do not make up a large number. So when we see smaller numbers in these areas, it probably is probably a good representation of our numbers in this country. At 13%, we can't expect that everybody's going to go into a national park or something else like this. You guys have heard me say this before. And there's not a lot of people who live in the Midwest. There's a very small number of black people who live out in the Midwest, the Southwest, and all those other places where they have these mountains and who may go skiing, a lot of other things. So my point is that we would be a small number no matter what. And so she came back and said something. I said, you know what? I hear and I understand what you're saying. She said, yeah, you know, I never said that. You know, I think we all know that we're not a majority, so we wouldn't be in that other place. But when we are there, we're largely ignored. I didn't refute that. I didn't debate that. Because it's possibly true, if not the whole and total complete truth. So I thought about it for a little bit, and then I posted this question, this poll on Instagram, and it said, because I started thinking, you know, when you, and inside, so here was a question, and I'll tell you why my thinking was about the question. Here's the question. If we, or I, removed the picture of myself, right? Because if you look at the picture, you see it clearly that I'm a black man, an older black man. So if I removed the picture from my profile, if I removed the picture, or if I added stuff like overland or adventure or black hiker or BIPOC or people of color, within that title, would you be more or less inclined, would you be more inclined to follow in or check out my quote-unquote content? There have been about 13 people who viewed it. Only one person answered and gave me a comment behind her answer. She said, no, it doesn't make a difference to me. Another one asked because they were kind of confused at what it was that I was saying, and probably because she's not in the world that I'm talking about, asked me that. And so I explained in more detail to her in a DM why I was saying this. She said, oh, I understand. I completely what you're saying, and so she'll get back to me on that later. So I look back and I looked over it again. So this morning I look at the thing, then I go back and I put down, wow, there was a lot of views but no one answered. Is Ralph Ellison correct? Hold that thought. Now that we have your attention for the next few seconds, we'd love to invite you to come and follow us and share our adventures over at YouTube at the White Beard and TK Experience, where you get to experience the things that we're doing out there on the road, whether it's hiking or taking road trips. So go to YouTube,
the White Bear and TK Experience. And as usual, if you have any questions about the podcast, you want to talk to us, maybe you want to have us on your show, maybe you'd like to come and have a discussion with us, you can always reach us at whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. That's whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Is Ralph Ellison, the writer of the book Invisible Man, correct? I had this book as an undergrad in college. I was supposed to read it and I didn't. I believe my wife did read this book and we talked about it. I understood what the premise of, and I heard about it many, many times. And before I even started this, I said, you know what, let me pick it up as an audio book and listen to it. I was going to purchase it, but I had other things to do. So I found it on YouTube. Someone was reading the book. I said, oh, cool. You know, now I can look at it and hear it. And, you know, I can look at the person and also hear the book as it's reading. And so he starts out with the prologue before he goes into chapter one. I stopped at chapter one before I had other things to do before I started recording this. Again, remember, I understand the premise of the book and why it's called Invisible Man. So he starts reading the prologue, and it's interesting how it starts out with him walking down the street and a guy bumps into him. Now, he doesn't make this clear by talking about his complexion or anything else, but you get the gist of what's happening. Guy bumps into him and he questions why he bumped into him. And the guy hurls some insults at him and doesn't care. And, you know, he still want to figure out, well, why did you do that? And he goes into beating the lead character, beats the mess out of this person, nearly kills him, and he still won't answer him. He starts laughing at him and still, you know, hurling insults. So he pulls out his knife about to cut his throat in the middle of the street. He stops, and he has his realization that this guy didn't see him. He was invisible to him. And the only moment he became visible to him was when he hurled violence on him and was about to kill him. Then the guy recognized and saw that there was someone standing in front of him. He was now visible to him. He goes off from there and goes off. And another time he asked a person for a cigarette and they gave him a joint. So he goes home and he smokes this, and he has this whole trip that he's going through listening to this music. I think it was Louis Armstrong, Why Am I So Black and Blue? And after this whole thing, he basically said he will not get high because it will keep him from doing different things. But and that's a wonderful opening, because that goes and speaks directly to, and I am going to finish this book, and at some point I'll give a review of what I thought about it. That speaks directly to what this young person was saying, was that I am here with you. I know my number is small, and I know we're not all out here in large numbers. People who look like me, people whose hair is like me, people who smell and walk like me, people who have these lips like me. I know that we are not in large number, but I am here and I am with you. And I have a Jeep, and you have a Jeep, and we're out here trying to enjoy this adventure together and in the same world, and yet you still ignore me. I'm not visible to you. And the only people I'm visible to are other people who might contact me and look like me, and people who are overseas who have the same vehicle that I have. To which I said, that's a crying shame. So I started thinking about my own relationships in this world and my own experience. You know, we call our channel the White Bear and TK Experience on YouTube because we want people to experience adventure through our eyes, and that's the tagline. And the reason for that is we want you to experience what we're experiencing. We could have went with, you know, White Bear and TK Adventures, which is what I wanted, but my daughter said to stick with that. And we're not polished. We don't have a large farm. We already know this. But we're also not like other people. When I first started, I was thinking about trying to be like other people, and they do this things and they do those things. But then I realized, you know, when at one point, like when we're in New England, I am very frustrated with her that night, you know, as we're trying to rush to put the stuff up, because it started out with the day of us starting late. So we started out late, and we did not get to where we were supposed to get to when it was still light outside. I was already mad in the morning because of not moving quick enough, and she didn't get the stuff done and didn't pack the thing. So we left a few things. But the entire drive, everything was fine. We were great. And I was pushing. I was hoping we'd get there before dark. We did not. Then it was pouring down, raining, and it was a rainstorm the entire time that we were in Vermont. They were going through some whatever issues was going up there. It was mad. It rained literally 24 hours a day. It only slowed down, but it continued to rain. And so that night, it was really hard to put this up with very few light. We didn't have enough lighting because we had gotten there late and we didn't put the stuff up. So I was frustrated. I think later on that night, when I'm recording and I'm talking about my perspective, I mentioned that I was, you know, annoyed with her and those different things. Now, what we don't see in a lot of these other great, wonderful, positive camping and hiking and all those other videos, and just as a side note, most of them are white. We never really hear or see real reactions to things, I guess because they want to keep things so positive, and they got those large numbers, you know what I'm saying? They've got 5,000 this, and they've got 1,000 this, and, you know, 1 million of that, and, you know, they start out, and they have all this other stuff, and I've seen many of people do this. They've already had money before they ventured out to do this as a full-time gig. So we're watching this, and I said, you know, I want to be like, but, you know, make the cuts and we'll cut this out. When, like, you know what? I can't be like someone else. I need to be like me. We need to be like us. There are some things we find comical and humorous when we're going out. And so, you know, our stuff is probably going to be different than a lot of other people out there within that same arena, within that same community. But within that same community, like this young lady said, we are largely ignored. And so that's what I said for my point of my question was, if I put Overland in the title, if I put Black Hiker or so-and-so Black Overlander in the title, would you be more enticed to follow me? Now, I would think the person who has common sense and don't really care about the complexion or the culture, or if you're the race, because we're all human race, but you get the point. If I'm Black, Chinese, or so-and-so, those people wouldn't care. But they also will not answer the question. So they're silent. And in their silence, they're just almost as guilty as ignoring. Now, I don't want to get into that whole thing like last summer. It's like your silence is your agreement into. In a way, it is in that same arena. So it's like, if I put these things in our titles, if I said that this is what I was, would you be more attracted to that? And the people who would be more attracted to that are other Black folks and other, forgive me for saying this, more of those guilt-ridden white people, white Americans, more of those guilt-ridden white Americans, or those who want to be down with the cause types, and that, and all of those who consider themselves BIPOC and all the other things. They would be more attracted to that. Unfortunately, once they get to the page or to the videos, then we become ignored by them. I personally get ignored by them because I don't buy into the same thing. So, you know, while they'll sit there, they'll rally you. It's like, you know, let's tell Black stories and let's lift up Black people. Well, I've been black my entire life, and I've been on Instagram for a couple of years, and we've been putting out these videos. So, you know, where are you promoting my black story? Or am I invisible to you? What will make me visible to you? So, and that's what the part that becomes annoying to me. You know, let's tell these black stories. Let's do this other things. Let's lift up these black people. But it's just like with the political arena. It's just like with the other subcultures. In every single thing, there's a subculture. Let's lift up other black people who are into this, maybe this socialist thing, maybe into this Black Lives Matter type of thing. But the other black people who don't speak this language or around that type of thing are thinking, we will not promote them. We won't acknowledge them. We won't even say that they're doing the same thing we're doing. And that's shameful. So, basically, I understand what she's saying, but I'm ignored, and we as my daughter and I'm ignored by everyone. Even the people who I follow, and there are a few black people who I follow, because they weren't a lot when I first started, and so I just had those other things, and that's just it. It wasn't no other reason. And most of the people who I found, because when I first got interested in this, there wasn't anybody who I knew looked like me into this. So I just got interested in this because apparently, well, not apparently, I've been into this whole mountaineering thing and being a cowboy since I was a kid. So, you know, like I told my daughter the other day, you don't get to tell this to other kids when you're younger. Man, I would like to drive across the country and be a mountaineer. There's nobody else doing that. They're playing with hot wheel tracks, Hot Wheel cars and cap guns. They could care less. They weren't into what I was into. And so it was a lonely existence most of my life for all the things I've always wanted to do and all the things that interest me and the things I've always loved. It was a very, very lonely existence and a trying existence. So now I get older and it's almost the same thing. You know, largely, even in church, because there's those subcultures again, right? Even within the Christian world and within church, you know, you're ignored. I was on Facebook for many, many years, and I could put up a post about something and nobody can care less. If I put up a post and added a Bible verse, wow, people loved it and they gave you lots of like and they would say something. If I posted a Bible verse, people loved it. If I posted something not provocative but more thought-provoking, it would be ignored. And while I was on Facebook, and this is how I know it's ignored, when I first began Facebook, I connected with everybody that I worked with at this particular camp, which is a Christian camp, and all of my so-called quote-unquote friends were all from the people who I knew from church, which was only Christians. So those all the people I knew and then family members. How's that for being ignored? So, you know, if you put something in that would make people think, it's ignored, you're ignored, and they don't want to say anything. So even in that arena with these subcultures and everything else, if you don't walk in there, and there were days when I was invisible there too. You know, I could be standing right next to someone talking and someone else will come over and start talking another language. They just totally ignore that my existence is there. They talk across me to each other as if I'm not there, as if I'm not worthy enough of them apologizing for their rudeness and what they did and continued on. You know, you people were getting invited to certain things and you're glossed over because, well, you're not here and you're not there. So it's a weird thing for people to experience and for other people not to understand that invisibility, that being invisible does exist. And I didn't really want to think about this last night, but I did. And that's what prompted the question. That's what prompted up the follow-up statement, which was that, so is Ralph correct? Because there's 15 people who view this, but only one person answered. I mean, you could have just said no. Yes or no, but don't just leave it blank and you say nothing. Because now that tells me, a lot. You don't see me. I am not even worthy of you reading the question and answering it. I'm not worthy of you seeing it and maybe thinking about it and saying, I never thought of something like that. So, I'm in this arena with you. I'm in this culture, not just culture. I'm in this community with you, and yet you still don't see me. To further push my point into great annoyment with me, when I got into, you know, was looking into overlanding, see what this whole thing was all about, I never heard about it, and basically you camping, and I've said this before, you know, I met with people and I followed a lot of people. Out of all those people who I follow, even on YouTube, only one has followed me back and has followed our channel, but well, not really having to follow the channel back, have followed us and will at sometimes comment on something, you know, some picture that, you know, we'll post about a beautiful campfire or a picture of a steak or something like that. They don't have a comment. But I have asked many people questions. I have asked many people about BLM land, which is Bureau of Land Management, which is public land. I have asked many people about campgrounds and certain things about places and, you know, where to go. And I have gotten nothing but silence and been ignored with those questions. I'm like, well, what's going on? You know, and then when you look at some of their posts, they tend to answer a lot of other people asking questions. And so you don't want to think, is it because I'm black that you don't want to answer my question? Do you not see me? Do you overlook me because of the color of my skin? I would hope that's not the case, because then I would be just as angry as the other people who was angry last summer burning stuff down. And you don't want me to be that way. Because I'm a thinking, intelligent, pretty calm guy. Those are the last people that you really want alienated in the world. For various reasons. But we're not going to go there, and that's not what this thing is about. But my point is that this is the things that push you to this. And this is like, why is this happening? Why you ignore my question? Why are you answering everybody else? Man, those KC lights are great. Hey, where did you get your rig built and so on? So, well, I got it over here. And then I'll ask a question. What are KC lights for? Are they the only ones in, you know, that make lights? And I would get just what you had. Silence. Follow them, don't follow back. I'll post something or promote their post or something else because I generally liked it and I get nothing back. I'll get a thank you from one person, the people I'm talking about who follow us. But also, I've asked them many questions and other things and, you know, pretty silent on things and we don't get an answer. I'm like, why are you ignoring me? I'm asking the question for a reason. Like, for the past couple of years, I've been asking, how are people continuing to do this? You know, what kind of jobs do you have? I know they have nomadic online jobs, but everybody seems to not want to answer the question or ignore the question, don't answer at all. Or when they answer the question, it's a vague answer. Well, you know, this is what people do, and it's as if, you know, you don't want to let me into some secret club. I'm asking a question because I'm truly one to seek this. And as a published author and writer, this is something I would like to seek out and try to do as a business, so I don't have to continue in the world that I came from, which I'm not in now, down employment. So I'm genuinely curious, and I get nothing back. So is Ralph correct? Am I invisible until I do something that makes me visible to you? So many of them were so annoyed last year when you had a group of black people who were all about, we going to infiltrate the white spaces. Really, like there's a white space. You know, they're going to get into infiltration. Then when they show up and they're protesting, now all of a sudden, they're visible and someone like me is visible for about 5 seconds. So now you can see me. Now every business wants to go, well, we need to do something to attract the businesses and let other black people and people of color and indigenous and so on, blah, blah, blah. Listen, let me tell you something. If you're going to start listing the coupling or labeling of people, then you better get out your pen and make it a very long list, because you missed 1,000 other people groups and subgroups that you need to add. So, visible for a moment. And people were annoyed because it was like, well, why is this happening? You know, that's not how it is. That's not how we feel when we're out there on the trail. This is not how so-and-so. This is not how blah, blah, blah. This is not how so-and-so. Okay, maybe that's you. And if I am connected with you on social media, you've seen me all these years, then why is it that you don't see me when I ask these questions? And it's not just white folk in this outdoor world, this community. As I said earlier, you know, even among black people. You want to add that other thing too? People of color. Invisible. Because I don't do exactly what they do or say what they do or promote this and have a red, black, and green shirt and my truck isn't this and it's not that with all the colors, and I don't put up BIPOC or people, you know, hashtag all these other things. So I'm also invisible to you. Unfortunately, and I'm going to head out after this. Unfortunately, I'm coming around to, perhaps Ralph was correct. I haven't finished that book, but just the idea of, I am invisible to you. How is it that you see me as an equal, as a person? As someone who is interested in your interests, as someone who likes to cook and camp and hike like you do. When am I visible to you? When do you see me as that? When can you answer the questions? When can we talk? When can you, whatever the case may be that they're allowing and doing this with other people, when do you see me as that? Do I really need to slap a label on myself, jump into sub cultures, and just hang out with those people because you don't recognize me? Maybe it's not a refusal of recognizing me. Maybe it's just an oversight that I am invisible to you, that we are invisible to you. I have a teenage daughter who, yes, is black. I have a teenage daughter who has been out here doing this stuff with me side by side for all of these years. Where are these women who talk about black women? Where are they who rally behind her and pat her on the back and encourage her? Where are they coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, sister, or hey, young lady, you know, young woman, have you heard about this? We'd like to talk to you. We'd like to get your perspective. All these other things. Where are they knocking on her door? Why is she invisible? I really want to know the answer to this question. But I already know from my time on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube, no one's going to answer that question. As one person said, you know, we get to this point, you have to create your own because nobody else. We have to create our own spaces because no one will allow us into their spaces. We have to create this, and we'll do fine when we do our own thing. But why does it always have to be that? Why do we always have to draw these battle lines and say, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to be a black overlander. I'm going to have the black Overland Expo. I'm going to have this. Why do we have to draw these battle lines? Why can't we just be? I see you as a visible human being. Why then do you ignore me? Why am I invisible? I leave you with this question. Is Ralph correct?